who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
We won't talk about that because this isn't Football Junk Drawer. My name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
Hey, we're going to hear talk all about how Jordan Love is the newest, greatest quarterback in the history of the world.
Ooh.
No, we're not going to talk about that. Hey, we did have a good win, which Craft Brew Sally was alluding to as I reached for the record button. But again, this isn't Football Junk Drawer. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say about football. I have a lot of conspiracy theories, and they deepen every week.
It's yes, weird. They do.
They're attached to the betting lines in Vegas. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah. They're going to come for us.
Okay. Roger Goodell's going to send some people to break my legs. So we just came off a pretty exciting weekend. We had our daughter, Tao, came up.
And her husband, Chris.
Her husband, Chris. And, you know, you guys love interacting with people, and it drains me, and I'm exhausted. I do love seeing her, and I love spending time with people, but I do find myself becoming more and more of a hermit as the moments go by, and just slowly sink into my little world, and everybody get out of my world. But it was a great time. I was, you know, seeing them. How many months pregnant?
She's due in April.
So math, everyone. Don't worry about math. So they took their road trip up from Louisville, and it was exciting because then Chris likes pinball.
Yes.
So one of the last night they were here after the food coma wore off a little bit. Right. Oh, we went to eat at one of those hibachi places.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was so good.
So good, but you walk out of there and you're just like, I don't feel so good.
And you feel like you like sitting there, you're eating, you're like, okay, this is where I'm going to stop so I don't feel full and sick. And then you stand up and you're like, oh, I feel full and sick.
Yeah, no, usually I say, this is where I'm going to stop. Then I shovel three more things into my mouth and I'm like, no, I don't feel so good. All right, no. So one of the interesting things, we turned him on to the crack that is.
The Stern Insider.
Yeah, exactly. It was glorious. So he played all of our games except for the dude, Dr. Dude. Interesting. Older games don't stand much of a chance,
right?
In modern world, and that's one thing I did notice because we have a Dr. Dude that we lovingly restored, and it's glorious. It's very bright, and everything works. And we redid the cabinet, and everything is, but was not acknowledged.
No,
like they played the bowler, they played, of course, Godzilla reigned supreme, then they played the Beatles, and Whoa Nelly, but did not go over. Didn't even like. Nothing.
Maybe it was too far out. I feel like it gets like pushed to the side.
Yeah.
Because it's on the other side of the bowl, or it's on the other side of the
slot machine. Maybe. But I do think older machines now, I have an affinity for them because that's what I grew up playing. I love them. And I do see a lot of, I have a lot of value when I play even the older ones that I didn't play. But when I find those old EMs, I love them, you know.
I love the noise.
Yeah. But, so I think in modern world and modern, the stuff that's coming out now, it's good. It's hard to compete against. It's very flashy and bright and it has a lot of interactive stuff. So
I think we're kind of like, when we go somewhere, we want to play everything that's there.
Yes.
And not everybody is that way.
Yeah. So it was wonderful. And it was so funny because Tao, she's from Vietnam, and Tao, when I look over, I was playing the bowler and I was playing Whoa Nelly, and I look over and she's literally standing like aside looking down, watching him
Her forearms on the side of the cabinet.
Not good etiquette. not good etiquette at all, but I didn't correct it. I just let it go.
He didn't care. She was having fun watching.
Yeah, because they wasn't like, they weren't, you know, competitive players. It was just fun. So that
I think we got him hooked on the little like ding every time you get an achievement.
Oh my God, the achievement. I got so jealous because after you play for a while, they're few and far between.
Right.
Like if I get one on a Godzilla, it's because I had a really good game.
Right.
And his is going nuts because, you know, like,
it's his first time. Yeah.
You're alive. Ding. Hey. Here's an achievement. Oh, look, you have shoes on. Ding. Here's an achievement. You're like, come on, I want some achievement. I have shoes on. Aw.
Hey, but, you didn't drain right away. Ding.
So, that was a fun time. Moving on to a different thing. So that was great. And, you know, it's always fun having people up. We don't have people up a lot because our basement isn't finished, and I'm very self-aware about it.
Right.
You know, I would like to have people here, but I'm just like, ugh, there's cat litter boxes. Yeah. It's not gross, but I mean, you know.
It's just there. They're just there.
They're just there.
Because we don't have walls.
No walls, no carpeting, just pinball machines.
No walls to hide the cat litter boxes.
To hide the shame, destructive of the cat. Oh, well. So, you know, the other thing that made me laugh, though, we were planning on having, like, this Thanksgiving special. We were going to drop in this show, like, and my whole idea was, like, okay, we're going to, each, like, thing that we were kind of thankful for this year would be, like, one of the things on the table. And I listened to the pinball show, and they did the exact damn same thing, except they used their listeners. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't do the show. Because I was like, oh, you know, Stern, maybe Godzilla would be the turkey, or the new releases would be the turkey, and then the stuffing would be the podcast. And, yeah, that would have been tragic compared to the high quality of the pinball show. So, dodge that bullet.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so what else? We ordered... Black Friday came and went, and we ordered a bunch of banners from the Pinball Pimp. Now, if you don't know who the Pinball Pimp is, he does like high-end restorations of EMs and different, and like just pinball machines in general. But he also sells the stencil kits.
Oh.
So I have a feeling if I ever get into a restoration, he'll be getting some of my money. Because if you want to do them right, he's the guy that does it.
You mean more of our money.
Yes, more of our money. Because
he got a lot of our money.
A lot, yeah. We bought three. They're not cheap, but they're also not specific. Like, you can tell what they are, but they're not like, it doesn't say Stern. It doesn't anything like that. Like, so what was one we got? The 8-ball.
Eight, yeah.
And it's themed after the classic 8-ball artwork, but it isn't exactly the artwork, if that makes sense, because he doesn't have license for it.
Yeah.
So it looks really good, and it's so close, you're like, well, that's Centaur, and well, that's Pinbot, and that's, like, you know, if you know the games, you know what it is, but it's his own renditions, kind of. So we got three of those. I'll review the quality of those when they get here. I have a feeling they're going to be really nice. Mm-hmm. He is an awesome guy. If you haven't checked out his stuff, I know he just launched the banners. So go to Pinball Pimp. Just search it on a web browser. I don't know. I'm sure it's like pinballpimp.com. I don't know. But search it out. He has a whole bunch of really cool artwork. And I guess if you need stencils, go ahead.
Yeah.
And contact him. So there you go. Once they arrive, I think they're arriving. Like, I thought they were supposed to come today. And then... then they didn't show up, and I was like, ah, I was hoping they would get there in time, but oh well, that's the next show. So, good stuff. We did get a shout-out.
Yeah.
Craft Brew Sally remembered this.
Yeah. On a pinball enthusiast.
Yes.
Somebody asked what everybody's favorite pinball podcast was, and...
yeah, somebody put our name out there. Yeah. I was like, hey, all right, and not even from the tribe. Not right. Not even that somebody that's forced to by law listen to us. Oh,
man.
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, hey.
You guys better keep listening.
Yeah, we still didn't don't worry. No one has still gone and given us a positive review on the website or anything like that. So
man.
Don't worry. We'll never get one of those. So that's let's not get too hot.
Come
too,
on, tribe. Me a solid.
We're suffering from delusions of grandeur. We think someone's going to make that extra step of clicking a button and saying that they like us. Let's be happy for the listens.
Right.
Do you have a beer thing figured out?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Whoopsie doodle. I think Crap Roselli will be checking out for the next couple of minutes while she frantically thinks up something. We did have some sad news. Our old stomping grounds, kinda, the Pinball Asylum, is moving. Now, this is the first place that I ever went to that had pinball machines. Like, this was like a long time ago. I started like getting into pinball a little bit, and that kind of came up. And they're like, "Oh, well, you should go check this place out." And they had like a tournament, and we just went. And I before that, I had never seen like pinball machines.
In in a huge lot of pinball machines.
That are turned on, and you're, right. and you're supposed to have fun, and everyone yeah. plays them. And I was like, I lost my mind. I was like, wow, this is so cool.
where you didn't have to pay to play. And
so that was, yeah, and that was, like, that was such an incredible experience. Now, they were too far away that we didn't go there often. The people that ran it know us. They knew us to some degree. Because I showed up out of nowhere and did really well in that tournament.
Yeah, you did.
I made finals, and they were probably like, who in the hell is this guy? Yeah. Everyone else that made finals was like...
Big names.
They lived there, and they played all the time. So, you know, so we went there, I think, 4 or 5 more times in our years.
It was a neat place. It was like a kind of a members-only kind of club. And
and that's where Dan Spooler got his start.
Yeah, that's where we met Dan from... Project Pinball.
Project Pinball. I think him and David were co-owners. Maybe I don't know. So. Don't quote me on that. Yeah. Anybody. I just know they were both involved.
They were both involved. Yeah. And Dan and went on to
Project Pinball.
Yep.
And then so now they lost their lease and they're not going away. They're just looking for a new venue kind of thing. I hope they find it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of really good. Experiences there and a lot of fond memories, like nostalgic fond memories, because they were really blowing that place up. They were changing it and growing it and like finishing stuff. So
they had a huge expansion shortly before we left Florida.
Yeah, they did.
Always
nice. Mm-hmm. Always cool. And there was some of the same wacky people we made fun of every year.
Yeah.
Like they're just because like if you go to conventions a lot or if you go to like the same places a lot,
Kind of things. You see the same people.
You see the same people. And some of them are very odd ducks or some of them have their own little quirks that you either they grate on you or you're just I'm like, what the hell is that about? You know what I mean? Like if I started competing and every time I wore like a sequin cape and one glove and I walked through the door and I was like, I'm here, baby.
Yeah.
And like then the people would be like, oh, no, it's the cape guy. Like
Or it's the glove guy.
Oh, this guy's the glove. Yeah. So you start having these people that like, you know, you just started noticing it was like slap the side of the machine guy.
Yeah. It was Fiari. Ferrari guy.
Ferrari guy.
Yeah.
Like, it just is kind of like, okay, you know. But that's fun. That's part of the hilarity. Yeah. And I'm sure.
Everywhere, though.
All those two. There was those two guys, like, really big and a really small guy. They were very smelly.
Oh, yeah.
Used to see them at, like, record conventions and then, like, the arcade auctions. So they were there the one time. I was like, wow. So, I don't know. My thoughts and prayers go out to them, and I hope that, you know, the asylum
find a place.
A new place for the inmates quickly and easily.
Yes.
Although moving all the machines will not be quick and easy, but if they get enough volunteers, they will do it. I have faith. Keep fighting the good fight, brothers.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then, like, all the last stuff before everyone's favorite segment, which is Craft Brew Sally's Beer Journal Review. I finally got around to installing stuff, the last of my mods on the Godzilla. Now, not the last, because I also bought a Pingulp, bought a bunch of Pingulps, and then I also bought the, from Pinball Life, they make a mod for the Pro, Godzilla Pro, that puts the Mechagodzilla sculpt on the top, and then they put it's the bottom half goes underneath the playfield. It's the most pointless mod in the world, and I bought it because of that.
It's so cute though.
It's funny, and it doesn't fit correctly on the premium. But I found a spot it's gonna fit on the premium. I just had to trim down the clear. So when you lift up your playfield, the bottom of Mechagodzilla is hanging down below it. So I was like, well, I'm not gonna not buy that. And then I bought their metal flying saucer. Pop bumper cover, because the one that's on it is just like the flat plastic piece, and this one is a really nice metal piece that has I don't want to say glass top, but it's very nice. So I put that in, and then I was like, you know, I really gotta stop being lazy and put the neon sign on.
I was trying to think what that is. Yeah. It's like a
Neon Tokyo what it's called. So I bought that like a million years ago, so and I had it before I had my machine. And then I finally was like, okay, enough of this. Because it has like 30 pages of installation stuff. But I found out, like, if you don't hook it up to the GI that it dims and blah, 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 it's not too bad. So I started doing that. I took the old one off. I put the new one on. And it went pretty well. So then I'm playing it, and like my ball got stuck. And I was like, that's really weird. Why did my ball get stuck on like a rollover? Yeah. And I'm looking and I'm looking. Well,
that's hey, because... Hey, Craft Brew Sally, can you come over here for a minute?
What the hell is this? And then, so a tiny little screw fell out of the back of the tiny little neon Tokyo sign. And I said, that's weird. So... And the screw fell down between the track that, where that like the wire rollover thing is, a side of it. So the ball stuck because the wire thing wouldn't go down. Odd. Anyway, so we pull the glass up and we have this extracting magnet, like a, you know, like to pick up screws and stuff.
With the little like thing that kind of
yeah, a little round magnet at the end of
yeah, but it like dangles.
Yeah. Well.
So. Every time you hit something that's metal, it like goes to one side or the other. Yeah.
So I'm trying
and then you're to, like, yeah. Well, why can't you just get the screw? I'm trying to get the screw.
Yeah. Well, that's your take on it. Anyway, I was graciously holding the glass halfway, not saying anything, being very patient as I am. And Crafter Sally was screwing around playing a crane game with a better. Anyway. I kid. So she finally gets it, and I'm like, what the hell is this? So I end up taking the glass out, and because the other one came out. Now, at this point, there's two tiny little black screws that are rolling all over the place. I'm like, this is bullshit. So right. Then we lift it out. And
no, this at the it was still just one at this point.
Okay.
And somehow it fell through that... After that, we got it with the thing. Yeah. We tried to put it on, and it fell again.
Yep.
It fell into the bottom of the cabinet.
You could hear it like...
You could hear it hit click.
Yeah.
The bottom. So then...
Now we're lifting it up.
Yes.
And now we're taking it up, and I took the second one off, because I'm like, this won't seat, because it was like racked sideways, kind of.
Right.
So now I had to take the whole thing out again. Yes. And the two main ones, I took those off, and I'm like, what in the hell is going on with this thing?
So you were going to go to the garage. Well, we couldn't find the screw that had fallen into the bottom. So you try to go out into the garage to get another screw that's the same size. So you took the other screw with you.
Yeah, because I strip everything and keep all these little arcade and pinball screws. Like, nothing leaves here. I have various jars of screws like a crazy person. And it comes in handy more often than you'd think. So, okay.
So you are out in the garage and I am still looking for this screw that had fallen into the bottom that is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, it's not here. I'm going to lay on the ground and go underneath just in case it fell like into the speaker hole.
Yeah, because we're looking at the speaker. We're looking everywhere. Yeah. Where is this
thing? Well, it's not there. So I like shimmy out and push myself up. And here's the screw on the ledge of the door.
By the, like the menu reset button. Right. It was the weirdest thing I ever saw.
Like I had to take a picture of it so I could show him so he would believe me that it was actually there.
It landed on the sill of the door of the closed coin door. And it on stayed the there when we opened the it. Screw. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. So but then the second one fell. So now two of them fell.
Yes.
Like after I put it back to I was like, This is nuts. I can't, and we couldn't find them. And so finally, and they weren't seating, they weren't like long enough. So finally I found matching ones, because this is from France, so or from Europe, so it's metric. And luckily again I have took apart like some old Atari arcade machines in the past, stuff like that. I found two slightly longer screws. That are still, they were gold, not the black. And I ran them in and they held. I was like, what am I going to do about this? Like, I felt like riding Stumbler and being like, hey, this thing like kind of fell apart and didn't match. But I know it's like a limited run that was like a year and a half ago. So what the hell? Like, it's on me for not installing it right away. I guarantee they would have done the right thing. If I would have installed it right away and been like, hey, this thing's falling apart. They would have been like, oh, here, you know, here. They would have made it right or something. I don't know what they would have done. Sent me a screw. I'd be like, no, I have those.
Yeah.
So now it's back together and working, and you know.
And it looks awesome.
It does. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's one of those things where it doesn't, like that sign's not gonna like move. It's not a moving part, so it's not like I'm not like worried about it falling apart. It's just, it's such a weird experience. And I was just like, oh, I think we're still missing one, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the tiny little black screws, gone. It's gone forever. I don't know. I think Godzilla ate it, and he's just, I'm just waiting for him to poo it out. All right.
So, well, luckily, his butt's underneath the thing, so.
Yeah, yes, Mechagodzilla will poo out the screw at some point. Once I put it underneath. Oh, what a weird, it was so, yeah. Just so weird, but I don't know. It's installed. It looks awesome, so I'm not going to complain. It just was a... Just one of those things where anytime you're doing that kind of stuff, and this is like if you're modifying a car, or if you're anytime you modify anything, it kind of is a pain in the ass. You really better want that modification done.
You got to figure out how to hold a screw without it being in your finger so that it doesn't fly off.
Yeah.
We got to fix that. Because we got to figure that out.
Those screws aren't metal. They weren't getting picked up by that magnet because it's not, I think... I think it's
they
like
did. A oh, I just couldn't sure? get to it. That's what took so
know.
Long.
I don't know. So whatever. I was thinking I could have put Loctite on it, but at this point I'm like, what am I doing? Because it was also like the board had like, you know, those little reset buttons where it's like a little plastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of those fell off. Now you can still reset it because the globs underneath it, but it. I don't know, man. I think I got like a return, or I got like the last one. They were running out of parts or something, but whatever. It's in there. I mean, it's slowly back away, and it keeps working, so we're all good. All right, I think that's it. Are you got anything else for this week?
No.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to drop in everyone's favorite bumper music for everyone's favorite segment.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
The fans have spoken, and we have listened. It's Beer Journal Review with me, Craft Brew Sally.
Magical. What else? Okay, what do we got this week, Craft Brew Sally?
So this week, a bunch of my friends from work had a birthday party for me.
What's it like having friends at work? I'm asking for a friend because I don't have any friends at work.
You do have friends at work.
Not so much.
Yeah, all right, you
go.
Do.
Go ahead, try it.
But one of the things they got me was a 6-pack of beer.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Do they listen to the show? Ask them for a review. Go ahead.
So they got me Shiner Holiday Cheer, which I've had before. Which is good.
Is it good, though?
Yeah.
So how many of these are going to be new entries under your...
I'm going to have two new entries out of six.
On the... What's it called? The Untapped.
Untapped.
Yes. I know you're friends with Slippy Sammy Swansong Salmonella Samsonite, right?
Yes.
I think you're friends with him on that.
I am.
Otherwise known as Skateboarder Glenn. Intern Skateboarder Glenn. Otherwise known as the Stinky Pinky, something like that. So many aliases. He has as many aliases as me.
Yeah.
He
does not want to be found.
No, he will not be. Only in my heart. Oh, Glenn. So, okay, what else did you get?
Goose Island 312 Wheat Ale.
That's a lot of words. Have you had that one before?
Uh-huh.
All right.
These first four I've had.
Ah, gotcha.
And then Capital Brewery, okay. Winter Skull.
Ooh, scary.
S-K-A-L.
Oh, okay.
Not the way you're thinking.
Yeah. I thought it was like that guy floating around for the one Infinity Stone or whatever that stone.
No.
He's like, you go, I'm a red skull.
No. No.
Okay. No, not that guy at all. Gotcha.
Uh-uh.
He doesn't skull. He doesn't have a brewery up there.
No.
Okay, cool.
That's a shame, though.
Does this beer taste floaty and red to you? Asking. I don't know. Infinity Stones or something. Go ahead.
And then Kona Brewing Company Longboard Island Lager.
Yowza.
Which that one's really good.
Yeah, Kona's a great one, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so now the two new ones.
So now the two new ones that I haven't tried yet, but eventually I will.
Yes.
Stevens Point Brewery.
Okay.
Milkshake Malt Porter.
Wow. Milkshake Malt Porter. All right.
It says it's a porter with flavors of chocolate wheat malt.
Hmm. Okay.
Cocoa, topaz, and tetanang hops.
Okay.
Sounds very interesting.
Yes, it does.
And then a Voodoo Ranger, which I haven't had before, which is odd because I have had a lot of those.
Yeah.
An Imperial IPA.
You don't like the Imperials too much, Joe.
Probably not, because this one is a 9%, so...
Imperial, it's like you're doing too much work. The flavor is so strong, you're like, ugh.
We had one of the Voodoo Rangers, one it was like 9.5% or something, that they gave us at Expo.
Yeah. I have a...
And it was... It was too... Like, you're given... I don't want to taste the alcohol. Like, I like the flavor of beer.
Yeah.
I'm not there for the...
If I want to do a
hammer,
if I would do a shot of whiskey, I'll do a shot of whiskey, right? You're like, that was a funny story. I was at one of those events, live event at the Corks and Caps locally, and the Voodoo Ranger guy was there, and I was like, hey, how do I buy one of those? They have this gigantic Voodoo Ranger like bobblehead. It's like 3.5 feet tall. He was like, oh yeah, those are really expensive. I was like, well, how much? I'll buy one. And he was like, well, we're gonna raffle this one off in October, so just come back in October. This was like 2 months before that, and I was like, that was so the shove off. And then like a month later, I asked the guy, and he's like, what are you talking about? Like, I asked Corks and Caps. I was like, I knew that guy was just giving me a line. He was just like, get this guy away.
He didn't
want
to talk to you anymore.
Damn you.
He's not your friend at work.
Yeah, no one is. I got no friends. Aww. So sad. Oh, well. All right. That's it?
Yep.
All right. I think that's going to do it for this week. Thanks for listening. This has been the Pinball Junk Drawer Show 35. Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Make sure you're tuning in for our other show. It's called We Suck at Video Games. That one's lower numbers. Not as good numbers as this one, which I guess is good because we're pinball centric.
Yes.
That's enough of this. My name is Paul Gordon Leghorn. With me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
And we'll see you again next time.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.